Hello, I'm Christopher from the channel of Christian Crispin. This is my first video of the channel, and for most of my YouTube career, if I ever is one, I will most likely just be doing voiceovers on videos because they're just easier for me to do. However, I probably will do face reveals if you really care. I don't really care. It doesn't mean anything to me. So on, so forth. Bada, 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 bada. Yeah. Anyways, so on this channel, there'll be different sorts of things. Probably the most forefront thing will be that I will be doing Christian theories about different things that Jesus said, or like the end times, so forth, so on, things that may happen so that I can help you guys understand. But it's not going to be me. There may be me saying some things about Bible verses. But with Christian theories, it's just me giving you guys what's going on in my head about what this actually is or what it is, so it's not for sure. And I may have other videos, but many videos with the same topic with different ideas. I might also do like political theories about things that happen and exist, but mostly it will stay on a Christian standpoint. And so in today's topic, I will be talking about a thing I like to call the end times, the mark of the beast. What I mean, I like to call that, doesn't make any sense. Things that Jesus or John or God, I don't know, that's what they call it. Anyways, so I think I'm going to read to you guys from the specific piece of scripture in Revelation that talks about it, and then I'll tell you what I've been thinking. Well, okay then. The scripture is Revelation 13. 15 through 18 is the biggest one, and I'm going to read it. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let his understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I've been thinking, okay? So, I spent some time, and I did go back, and so, first thing I did is I checked out other alternative meanings of the Greek word standing in for forehead, and it can mean sort of the front. It can also mean the front. And so, you also have taken that Revelation is not completely literal translation. Some parts of it are, I would say they're metaphors, like the horns stand for power, so that's one to think in mind. And then I also looked at the forearm and the arm, right hand, and it just means arms doesn't really matter. And so the way it is that I was thinking one thing that everyone has to wear to go anywhere, buy or sell or trade, masks. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but I am saying that it's a possibility. Because if you think about it, maybe not just masks, but masks are on the front of your face. So it can mean forehead, but it also mean the front. So it could be talking about the masks. But about the right arm, we say, well, vaccines go in your right arm. So you either have to have the vaccine or the mask to do anything. Okay? So, that's what I'm saying, but as you may know, it's not technically, it calls me forehead, and it's not technically true, but I'm just putting that idea in your head. You guys think about it, comment on the video, tell me what you guys' thoughts are, and because you gotta think about it, it's gonna be something that everyone's gonna be wearing. And I've heard people say that it's gonna be a spiritual mark, and that's not possible, because how will they know what a spiritual mark of a person is so they can buy or sell a trade? No. It has to be a physical marking. So therefore, if you think about what that physical marking is actually supposed to be. Now I'm saying the physical marking is the mask, maybe. I'm just saying what I'm thinking here. I've been thinking about this for a good bit of time. As you read, the mark or the name or the thing. So maybe this is not, I've seen comments about this, is that other things. So maybe it's not, the masks are not the mark itself. The world's way of seeing if they can actually get people to wear something as stupid as the mark. Because it's got to be something that has no value, such as masks. Because you may not believe this, but masks do almost nothing for such as keeping the virus out of your system. So if the virus and the masks don't work well together, I mean, the masks just let them in, then this seems like a very useless thing, just like the mark has to be. Anyways, that's it for me. Make sure to please hit the subscribe button and click the bell so you don't miss any more of my podcasts about different sort of things. It might be a random thing, but I'm hoping to get at least one out per week. Maybe more, might be less. I hope not, but please do click the subscribe, hit the bell, and comment, like I said, comment what your ideas about this, and please like the video if you actually enjoyed it. Thanks for watching. This is the Christian Crispin, or Crispin Christian. I don't remember. I'm very stupid. Okay, it is Christian Crispin. Christian Crispin. See you guys later. Have a nice time. Stay crisp.